Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming problem. What a busy show I have for you this week ahead of what is a very busy week on the agri sector here in the southeast. Firstly, we'll hear about next week's Generation Renewal Week. It looks at career path supports for older farmers, tax partnerships, plus share farming and leasing. I'll also preview next week's Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year Farm Open Day at the award-winning Herne Farm in Ballyduff. We'll talk to Chagas advisor Eamon Lynch. Plus, I'll hear all about the very important hoof care course which takes place in Leby Brine next week from well-known vet Ger Cusey. I'll have the results for our National Ploughing Tickets competition, and also, of course, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, a very important event takes place next week. It's the Generation Renewal Week, runs from Monday to Friday next week. The Generation Renewal Week will highlight career paths for young farmers and support for older farmers in stepping back and a lot more. To tell us all about it, I'm delighted to be joined by Ruth Fennell. Of course, Ruth is the collaborative farming specialist for Chagas. First of all, Ruth, Generation Renewal Week, this is something different.
A lot of that is stemming from, I suppose, a genuine concern about the ageing profile within Irish farmers. So the average age of farmers currently stands at 59 within Ireland. And we have seen from all our research that has been done, particularly looking at the National Farm Survey, that the younger generation of farmers would tend to be economically more viable going forward, would also be more inclined to look at new technologies and to look at environmental aspects in a brighter picture and be more prepared maybe to take some of those on. And I suppose on the back of the Commission on Generation Renewal that was established by Charlie McConnellogue in October 2024, they have recently completed their findings. So they have submitted a report based on what they would feel would be positive steps that should be taken going forward to address these concerns about generation renewal. And the minister is currently looking at that report, and we're awaiting a publication of the findings in the very near future.
So really the purpose of this week, and you mind telling me the format of the week?
So look, I suppose the purpose of it is really to address for anybody that's coming from an agricultural, whether you're from an agricultural background or you're looking at potentially getting into a farming career, the opportunities that are there for the younger generation coming in, whether that's within a family unit or outside of the family. And also then for those that are currently farming that may be looking at stepping back, they may be looking at passing the farm on to the next generation, or they may not have a next generation that's anxious to go farming and they might be looking for opportunities to bring somebody else into that.
So the actual event format and participation, because I think what you've done up is pretty special, and you might outline to our listeners what's happening between Monday and Friday next week.
So we have something running on each of the days. So it's basically a hybrid of mixed type events. So we have three webinars that are running. The first one is on Monday night. And on that, I'm going to give a presentation in relation to collaborative options and how they can be used to address generation renewal. So they're the likes of the registered farm partnerships, share farming, land leasing, and how the families or outside of families, they can be used. The second evening then, we're also having another webinar, and that's involving Claire O'Keefe from Succession Ireland, Enda Gagan, who's a Chagas Tree mediator, and James MacDonald, who's one of our financial specialists. And what that's going to look at is how we start the conversations around the generation renewal, the farm succession and inheritance process, how to deal with it, the difficulties within a family and how you address those. And James is then going to go through in relation to the importance of making wills and where you start in relation to that.
And then the third webinar?
The third webinar is on the Thursday evening. That one is covering all of the tax and the reliefs that are associated with the land transfers and farm transfers. And that will be covered by Hugh McEnany, the financial specialist in farm management team.
Now, you're also having two farm walks as well.
Yeah, they're a little bit further afield than Waterford. So the first one is father and son, Jared and Shane O'Connor. They're currently farming under a joint herd number or joint venture. So that's a beef farm walk. And we're also then going to cover, they're currently in the process of transferring under the farm from father to son. And what we're going to go through is the tax implications, the reliefs that are there.
And then you get a dairy farm walk on the Friday.
So the final event for the week is a really interesting one. It's a dairy farm walk up in Westmeath. We have Tony McCormack and Chris Cahill. They're currently operating under a registered farm partnership. Okay. So Tony McCormack is a landowner. He was originally milking about 100 cows himself.
Okay.
has family himself, but they have different career paths in mind at the minute. So not currently coming home to farm. So Tony was anxious to step back a little bit from the day-to-day running at the farm. Mm-hmm. So he advertised in the Farmers Journal looking in 2021 for a collaborator to come in with him that would take on the day-to-day running of the farm in a collaborative arrangement. So they would be partners within this arrangement. Chris Cahill applied for that, and Tony said he stood out from the beginning. So two unrelated parties farming in a registered farm.
And as you say, they're up country, but you're going to have a booklet available and there'll be online information on these farm walks. So that'll be available from this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, so if any of your listeners want to put in on their search engine Chagas and Generation or Renewal, it'll bring you directly to the page. So we have a page with all the information from it. So the three webinars, you register for those. It's a single link that will go for each of the webinars. So once you have registered once, you'll get a notification and a reminder for those.
So they're at 7:30 each night. The first one Monday night kicks off 7:30, collaborative farming webinar. The second one then is on Tuesday, the Farm Succession Inheritance. Again, the webinar from 7:30. And then the third one on taxes and relief webinar on Thursday at 7:30.
Yeah, and the booklet, so the farms that, although maybe your visitor or your listener may not be able to attend, the booklet will include the information and case studies on those two farms. So that'll be available on the Generation Renewal section on the Chagas website.
Isn't it brilliant way people now are looking at option, because this is becoming a serious problem with the age profile within farming, and definitely the success of what has happened already is very encouraging.
I think it is. And to be very honest, what we would always say is, the most important things at these collaborative arrangements is get the two right people together. So people often say, well, what arrangement will I go with? Is it a partnership or a share farm or a land lease? I think the most important thing to get right is to get the two parties right and working together. And we can then tailor make the arrangements around to suit with that. And we do have templates for all of those collaborative arrangements. So a lot of the hard work is already done for people that are looking at those going forward.
Listen, Ruth, I think it's a fantastic initiative. The Generation Renewal Week kicks off on Monday night with the webinar, Collaborative Farming Webinar, Tuesday Farm Succession and Inheritance Webinar, and Thursday Tax and Relief, as well as the open days, which the information will be available by the weekend on the website. Listen, well done and best of luck to all involved, Ruth. I think it's a great initiative. For more information, go to chagas.ie/Generation Renewal Week for all the information. Ruth Fennell, of course, very much the collaborative farming specialist in the area. Best of luck with the Generation Renewal Week, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the near future.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
Well, a few months ago, we spoke to Michael Ahern of Ballyduff Upper. He was the overall winner of the Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year for 2024. Fantastic achievement, but the big news locally is the open day on his farm, Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year. Michael Ahern's farm in Ballyduff Upper is taking place on Tuesday next. To tell us all about it, we're delighted to be joined by his Chagas advisor, Eamon Lynch. Eamon, firstly, to win the Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year, fantastic achievement for Michael Ahern and his dad, Padraig.
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. And look, fantastic achievement for Walford as well. Like, so look, I suppose to get there, I suppose he would have got an award, a nutrient management award. And then I suppose on the back of that, he was judged, I suppose, for the overall award, which he achieved. And look, Mike is very much focused on, you know, getting cows out to grass for at least, look, up to 300 days a year. It's a huge focus, grass being the cheapest feed that, you know, that he can give to his cows. And I think his achievement is amazing. But when you look at the statistics on his farm, he's punching way above his weight in relation to his grass grown, if you compare that to the average grass growth. So I suppose, look, he deserves the award. Right.
Now, of course, Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year, it does what it says in the tin, all about grassland. And when it comes to grassland management and the utilisation of grassland and the inclusion of clover, the Ahern's do it in spades.
Yeah, and look, this doesn't happen overnight. So they have been doing it, and Padraig, Mike's father, has been doing it for a long time as well. And I would have seen that 3, 4, 5 years ago, and Mike would have hosted an event with Grass 10 in 2023. So we learned a lot about what they were doing, and you know, they've continued on that vein. The farm is very much focused on getting clover into the system to reduce chemical nitrogen use, and I suppose improve the overall sustainability of the farm. And even this year, in a difficult year, there's a lot of reseeding after taking place on the farm.
Now, of course, as we say, it's all about grassland. How many days is his target each year, or what are we talking about? Because what makes this farm basically stand out?
Yeah, it is a dry farm, and I suppose, look, like a lot of farmers in the south of Ireland this year, there has been a bit of a pinch with the dry weather. But look, regardless, that's his farm. And look, his target will be to get out for 300 days. And wow. he's, yeah, which is amazing. And like, he has bred his cows for a long time now. Genetically, they are grazers, you know, and he's very much focused on that. He's very high in milk solids, very good output in general on the farm, and consistently getting that year right. on year.
And of course, the big swing away from nitrogen, the use of protected urea, the important use of slurry spreading and the trailing shoe. And of course, all that precision stuff comes to the final picture of what they've achieved.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, like every farmer, I suppose, it doesn't happen overnight that you get all the technology in place. But Mike has, you know, he's got most of it in place now. And even currently, he's just after buying a GPS fertilizer spreader, which is going to help on the farm.
That's really helped with the precision.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it is cutting out, I suppose, a lot of the unknowns with regard to, we'll say, the quality, etc., on fertilizer, which potentially, look, can be a problem from time to time. But it also helps with precision. And even if you're getting somebody else to drive the machine, it's a lot easier for them to do it, yeah.
Now, 300 cow herds, obviously,
yeah.
it's a huge undertaking, a huge enterprise. What can people expect to see on Tuesday? And also, what format will the open day on the Ahern Farm and Ballyduff Upper take?
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at, we'll say, I suppose, Mike's method of getting clover into the system will be really important. And look how he achieves high milk solids. So we will be discussing his cow performance. We'll also be looking at the technologies as well, which I mentioned. And I suppose on the day, we're going to talk a little bit around maybe future developments on the farm. He's looking at slurry separation on the farm, which is an interesting one as well, and a lot of benefits in that. So that's kind of new to us.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, it is. And look, the benefits of slurry separation for him is he's moving a lot of, we'll say, water material, like slurry long distances. There's a cost to that. But there's huge benefits in when you separate the slurry, because you can actually target the nitrogen and you can potentially reduce greenhouse emissions as well, yes.
Now, you said before we came here just that the stands will be literally out around the farm. See the grassland production, see that award-winning farm at first hand, and also the herd out at grass.
Yeah, so look, we're not going to be in the yard. There's no, like, this competition is all about sustainability. And we're not going to see that inside in the yard. So we will be out on the farm. We'll be looking at his reseeds. We'll be looking at the older reseeds as well to see how they're performing. And we'll be just talking about the general performance in the farm. We'll get to see the cows, but we'll also get to see the new technology. And we will have a chat around future technology coming onto the farm.
And reseeding key to his farm.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose Mike is... he's very much of, you know, he decides what he's going to do, and rightly so. So he's picking varieties to suit his system rather than picking, you know, a branded variety, which we know it mightn't suit his system. He's very much focused on that. So we'll get to see what he's done there this year as well.
So once again, it's Tuesday next. It's the Ahern Farm, Mike Ahern, Ballyduff Upper, from 11 o'clock on Tuesday. And I'm sure what you'll say to anyone listening to us on Farmview this week, put it in your diary to make it a date to be there on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah.
Eamon Lynch, advisor for the award-winning farmer, Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year, the Ahern Farm, Ballyduff Upper. Best of luck with the open days Tuesday next at 11 o'clock. To be well signposted. And if you want more information, just go to the Chagas website.
Yeah, it'll be all in that chat.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farmview. Now, let's have a look at some ideas. What is a very, very busy farming calendar this week? Firstly, the award-winning farm open day on the Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year, Mike Ahern's farm, Ballyduff Upper, is open on Tuesday next. The open day takes place from 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning next. I'll preview the big event with his Chagas advisor, Eamon Lynch. Also, Waterford Ross Mart, of course, general cattle sale this Saturday is always from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales also from 10. And don't forget the very first part of a production sale of 100 freshly calved Holstein Friesians takes place this Friday from 12 noon, while the next weaning sale at Waterford Ross Mart is on Monday next, 5:30. Very strong demand. Entries now being taken at Waterford Ross Mart. Dungarvan Mart general cat sale, of course, and calf sale every Monday from 11. And don't forget, the very first weaning sale will commence on Thursday next, the 11th, from 11:30 on Thursday morning next, and fortnightly thereafter at Waterford Ross Mart. Now, Ella from Tierlan was on to tell us that Tierlan have organised a young farmer event on the award-winning Byrne Family Farm, Coolnessmere, Dungarvan. The open day on the Byrne Family will take place on Wednesday next from 11 o'clock. Young farmers between the age of 18 and 35 are invited and indeed encouraged to attend. Topics up for discussion are enhancing performance and profitability on farm finance, farm gen, solar solutions, lots of other topics as well being covered. And you can also enjoy a barbecue. That's Wednesday next from 11 o'clock on the award-winning Byrne family in Coolness Mere. Now, Hoofcare course at Lemmy Brian takes place on Wednesday and Thursday next. That's Wednesday 10, Thursday 11. Being organised by Greenway Agri Trading. And again, we're previewing it on this week's programme with well-known vet Ger Cusey. Tillage Farmers, the annual Chagas Crop Forum will take place on Wednesday next, the 10th of September in the Killishy House Hotel. The Crop Forum is a key annual event for tillage farmers, and the theme at this year's Tillage Conference and Tillage Crop Forum is protecting yield and adding value. Now, Colette from Mobile Training was on to tell us that the upcoming half-day farm safety online course will take place on Thursday the 18th online from 7 o'clock. That's Thursday the 18th. For booking, go to admin@mobiletraining.ie, and don't forget that course is a core requirement for TAMS 2 grants. Now, big event for garden lovers this weekend. Tierlong Country Life Dungarvan are hosting a very special garden talk and demo day. Is taking place on the Country Life store in Dungarvan this Saturday from 2 o'clock. Along with talks and demos, actually, there'll be plenty of special offers, discounts, monster raffle, and indeed 15 quality prizes to be won. That's this Saturday afternoon, an ideal opportunity to go along. Malachy Doherty is hosting a big event this Saturday afternoon. All are welcome to attend the Country Life store in Dungarvan this Saturday afternoon. Now, Ballysaggart Community Development Fun Ride, always one of the big events of the year. The Ballysaggart Fun Ride will take place Sunday, of course. Registration from 11:30, last riders from 1 o'clock. Course mainly over grassland, jumping backs, drain, man-made fences, you name it, they have it. But of course, all are optional. There's family discounts available, refreshments being served in the community centre, prizes for best turned out, horses and ponies and riders. Great day assured again at Ballysaggart on Sunday. Don't forget registration in the community centre opens from 11:30 this Sunday. And finally, in this section of our programme, a reminder of our text competition. We had a huge response to our text competition for National Ploughing Championship tickets, and our two lucky winners of passes to the National Ploughing are Bernie Roberts, Killone, Dunhill, and Charlotte O'Connor, Killina, Knockanore. They're the lucky winners of passes for National Ploughing Championships in Tullamore.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, the ongoing problem of lameness in dairy herds has become a huge, huge problem across dairy herds across the country. With that in mind, this Hoofcare course has been organised by Greenway Agri Trading in Kilmacthomas. They're on Wednesday 10, Thursday the 11th of September at Nicholas Connor's Farm in Lamy Bryan. To look ahead indeed to these courses, discuss the whole area of lameness and the importance of hoofcare, I would like early the week to get a chance to talk to Ger Cusick. He's the veterinary partner on part and parcel of Greenway Agri Training in Kilmacthomas. Ger, you've upcoming courses to do with this whole area of hoofcare coming up in Lemmy Brian.
Yes, that's right, Kieran, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about you here today. I work in conjunction with Ned Dunphy, and Ned has been hoofpairing cows for a long, long time, and we run these courses that are targeted at farmers that would give them the basic skills to do the straightforward interventions themselves if a cow goes lame. But probably equally importantly, we give them some guidance and some training around what causes lameness in their cows, and most importantly, what they can do to get fewer lame cows. We're always going to have lame cows on farms. They've always been with us, but I think that by attending one of these courses, farmers would have much better understanding of the factors that contribute to lameness on their farms. And by making a few simple changes, the aim would be that they get far fewer lame cows.
Now, Greenway Agri Training, you're set up specifically with this whole area of hoof care. This upcoming course, I know you've IFA and Skillnet also involved with you.
That's right, yeah. We're working in conjunction with IFA Skillnet, or Farm Business Skillnet, as they call themselves now. They've been very supportive over the years, subsidise the course and make it more affordable for people.
How big a problem is lameness in general on dairy farms? Is there an awareness situation, or is it case people aren't tackling the problem in time, being more preventative?
Yeah, well it has become a bigger problem, Kieran, since herds have expanded. You know, you have a larger number of cows and they have the same number of cubicles maybe, and the same number, same amount of feed space and the same size collecting yards. So we're seeing a lot more lame cows than we used in the past. The advice that we would be giving on the course would center around, you know, managing cows in such a way that you get fewer problems. And another key thing that we constantly emphasise is that if a cow goes lame, if she gets treated promptly, she's a far better chance of being cured successfully. We see lots and lots of cows around the country that get lame, only get partially cured and become, you know, the tail end cows. Cows are always bringing up the rear, and they're not going to perform well, and a lot of them get culled quite young.
it's very hard to put a figure on it, but the average number of cows per herd percentage-wise, and also, secondly, more important, the cost involved to a farmer when there is a serious lameness problem in his herd.
Yeah, the costs are significant. UCD did a study there in 2024. A chap called Owen Ryan there, who's a very, very thorough researcher, he estimated that the cost per case of lameness was of the order of 200 to 300 euros per case. Now, as I said, it was a very comprehensive study, and he looked at areas like the cost of treatment, loss of milk production, milk that had to be discarded, and most importantly, farmer time. I think any farmer will tell you like that. If you bunch of lame cows and you end up with a second herd of cows, kind of a hospital in a hospital paddock, you know, that's you're moving them. Instead of moving cows four times a day or moving cows eight times a day, and it just gobbles up time. And I have yet to meet a farmer that said that he was time rich. Everybody is so time poor.
Is this a case of prevention better than cure? And really, should you have standard treatment, but rather than waiting till you see a cow obviously visibly lame, to actually move in time?
Yeah, that's a really key point, Kieran. That all the studies show that finding cows early when they're at the mildly lame stage and treating them, the results are way, way ahead of waiting until a cow is quite lame. And that's one of the key pieces of advice we would be giving.
Now, obviously, you know from your years of practice as a veterinary practitioner in the Mid-County area, the problems that are out there. This upcoming course is in Lamy Bryan, Nicholas Connors Farm in Lamy Bryan, Wednesday 10th, Thursday 11th. That's 2-day part of a 3-day course. What will it actually consist of?
It's about a 50-50 split, Kieran, between theoretical background around why cows go lame, number one, and number two, looking at management factors that contribute to lameness and risk factors. That's about half of the 2 days. And the other half then is pairing live cows. Farmers have knives in their hand under supervision. We have three hoof crates there. We'll have three trainers. Bob Twig will join us for the day. So we'll have three crates, three trainers, and four trainees per crush. Yeah. So like, it is very practical. Lads will have knives in their hands. They'll be shown how to edge a knife. They'll be shown what's the right course of action, how to shape a foot to prevent lameness. So like the feedback that we get is very positive because people like the practical side of it.
Now, as regards registering, obviously important to register. It's Wednesday 10th, Thursday 11th. It's 2 1-day courses from 9:30 until the afternoon, and then the 3rd day follow-up. To register and indeed to get involved, how do people get involved, and do you have to register?
Yes, you do have to register. We have a website, and the web address is www.agritraining.ie, agritraining.ie. And if you go on the website, you'll see upcoming courses, and it'll take you through. It'll give you a description of the course, and it'll take you through to where you can book and pay. Right.
Well, Gerard, listen, I think it's a great initiative. I know there's a lot of concern out there about the whole lameness problem, particularly when you have robots coming on board and guys not one-to-one with their cows as they used to be before. It's a farmer hoofcake course being organised by Greenway Agri Trading in Kilmac, Gerard Cusick and Ned Dunphy, very much to the fore. It's on Wednesday 10th, Thursday 11th. For more information, go to www.agritraining.ie. Gerard Cusick of Greenway Agri Trade. Listen, thanks for taking time out to talk to us. Indeed, best of luck with the upcoming hoofcare courses in Lamy Bryan.
Thanks very much, Kieran. It was a pleasure.
And before we go on to racing front, good week again for local Waterford Connection. But firstly, I want to say how disappointed I was to hear during the week that young Dungarvan jock Niall Houlihan has been forced to retire from race riding following a serious head injury. The 25-year-old has made a huge impact cross-channel and has had a very successful career at such a young age. But I know and I'm delighted to hear that he's very positive about his future for him in the racing industry. So best of luck to Niall. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about Niall in the future. On the racing side, with great local success during the week again, Kappa trainer Declan Queeley in the winner's enclosure at Bellistown. Tremor trainer John Flavin was in the winner's enclosure at Wexford, while our Gormack trainer Pat Flynn saddled a very impressive winner at the Curragh last weekend. And finally, a reminder of our text competition and our two lucky winners of passes to the upcoming ploughing championships in Tullamore are Bernie Roberts Dunhill and Charlotte O'Connor in Knockanore. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all he's helped in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.